Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the SJT Immigration Project. We're your hosts, Sarah and Tristan. We are once again recording during a period of home learning, so we're actually recording our pieces at home, and then they'll get pieced together later.
For those that are new to our show, the SJT Immigration Project is made by the Sir John Thompson Junior High Enhanced Academic Program and the Social Department. The aim of this podcast is to highlight stories of immigration that are around us here in Edmonton. All of the interviews you hear are conducted by Grade 9 Enhanced Academic Program students, as well as all of the hosting duties. The music has also been created by our own SJT EAP students.
Today's episode features two interviews, one from Aiden speaking to his grandmother about her immigration experience from the Netherlands, and then we'll hear from Gilbert interviewing his father about his move from the Philippines to Canada. Enjoy!
Hello, my name is Aiden, and today I'll be interviewing my Oma, who immigrated from the Netherlands to Canada many years ago. The first question is, what was life like in your home country?
Oh, that's the good question. The home country was really nice, except I found when I was working in this dental college in Utrecht for 7 years, and I saw all around me that the people were all stagnated and they sit there forever. I didn't want to be one of those. So one day, a couple of friends got together and we decided all of us were starting to emigrate for fun. So we all went to the immigration office and one went to Australia and one went here and I went to Canada because one of the girls had a family living in Winnipeg, Dutch family. So I went to them and it was very cold. That's all I remember. Very cold, but very lots of space I've never seen. And so many big cars that I never seen that. So I had no house, no job, only $300 with me. And I thought I was a millionaire, but I may be now, but not yet. But anyway, it was very easy to emigrate. In 1970, we went to the office, just had to fill in a couple of forms, everything else. I hadn't told my parents yet because it was sort of fun. And then after 6 weeks, I had all the immigration papers. Now it takes at least 6 years and up.
Yeah.
Plus, you have to have a sponsor. You have to have a job. You have to have money. It's very difficult now. But when I did it in 1970, it was very easy.
Yeah. So you just wanted to immigrate for the new job experiences and just the new life, basically?
Yeah, some adventure, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think you could go for a year. Otherwise, I would not have immigrated because everybody seemed to have to immigrate. You cannot just go for a year. I think. I don't remember that.
So you found it quite easy to get through the immigration process and all the signing all the papers?
Very easy. And they told me that the immigration office told me that Canadian likes European people to come in.
Yeah. So did you find it hard to leave your family all back in Holland?
Well, probably I can't remember that, but I think I would not have done it if it would have been hard for me.
Yeah.
Because I already didn't live at home. I lived in another city for the last 8 years. So it was not that I saw them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it was difficult for my parents that I did that. And my twin sister had married and lived in Belgium. And all of us told, everybody told us that we will never, ever do that. We could never be apart. So after 3 years, she came to Canada as well. She got a divorce and came back to Canada and still lives here.
Yeah. So when you were choosing where to immigrate, was there any other countries that you thought you might want to immigrate to?
No, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know any countries. I didn't know. I only maybe was attracted that there was a Dutch family to start with. That was maybe the reason. I didn't know anything in Australia or any of the other places. So I thought, we'll see. But it was, if I think back, that was actually a very courageous thing to do because I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did because I like Canada and I'm happy I'm here.
Yeah. So was there ever a point after you immigrated that you kind of regretted it and thought you should have stayed in Holland?
Never.
No.
No.
So, now that you've been in Canada for all these years, are you still really happy that you immigrated to Canada and chose to immigrate to Canada?
Well, you know what? I've lived here for 50 years now, and it's my home. I feel sorry for my parents that everybody went that far away. But in those days, it was already easy to immigrate because if you wanted to, you could fly back the next year. It was not like 100 years ago when you only go there by boat, like during the war times. And also, I think there was no email or any social media, so you did write a lot of letters to each other.
Yeah.
So then I worked at the college, and then I was a stewardess on a boat, and that's where I got met your grandpa.
Yeah.
So, and then I got married in 72, and in 73, your mom was born. So see, if I had not gone to Canada, I wouldn't have you around.
So do you have any advice for people who were in kind of a similar situation as you were, like wanting a new experiences and stuff?
Yes, I would have the advice that do your research. I didn't do any research. I went too quick. You have to do your research, and you have to be having a job. Make sure you have that. And I think you have to bring certain amount of money. It's much stricter now than it ever was.
Yeah. So was there anything else you wanted to add about your immigration?
No, I find that when I live here now, I see how much I have traveled all over the world in Holland, because it's a very small country. If they had to drive 2 hours, they found that so long they would stay overnight or a week. And here people don't think of driving 2 or 3 hours and come back the same day. It's a very big country. I miss, that I have to say, what they call in Holland is gezellig. And all the Dutch people who I met in Canada say the same thing. We don't get that feeling from anybody at all. That same word means like cozy. There is no English word for it. Yeah. But in Holland, it was very important that you are coming together and had food together, drink together. It's very, very, very close to everybody. And here I find it sometimes colder atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Cold climate, colder people. That's how I call it. I go to Holland almost, I did go to Holland a lot of times. I go still because I have still family there probably every 2 to 3 years. And I like to visit. It's a beautiful country. I love Europe, but it's very crowded.
Yeah.
I find here you have a lot more room.
So do you think you still would have been as happy as you are now if you just stayed in Holland?
I have no idea. I would be a very different person.
Yeah.
Very different. You would not, you can't compare the two, because the Canadians are definitely totally different than the Dutch.
Welcome to the SJT podcast. I am Gilbert, and today I am joined by...
Hi everyone, my name is Eduardo. Most people call me Edward. That is actually my nickname since I was little.
Would you like to say anything before we start the interview?
I'm quite nervous.
I think everyone is. Alright, first off, where did you come from? Where did you emigrate from?
I originally came from the Philippines, and I grew up in Manila.
Okay. Why did you want to immigrate to Canada?
Well, to be honest, I never thought and never dreamt of coming or working abroad like Canada. It's just due to our financial situation. We had a tough time back then. I wasn't able to get a regular job or stable income, and that prompted me to consider working abroad or immigrating to Canada in particular.
Can you tell us a bit about the immigration process?
Well, I believe every immigrant has their own stories to tell. But in my case, I came here as a temporary foreign worker working in fast food back in 2007. And was just fortunate to got promoted, and I got a skilled work permit, and that made me qualified or eligible to apply and get the permanent residency.
How easy was the immigration process for you?
For me, it's I can say it's considerably very easy. Since the government, the CIC, or it's called IRCC now, back in 2014, they made some changes and they introduced this called thing, Express Entry. And that's how I applied as a permanent resident. I was only able to get my permanent residency within a year. Well, specifically about like 5 months. And for me, that's very easy.
Did you encounter any hardships or problems along the way?
The only thing that I can remember that can be considered as a challenge or a problem is the availability of the documents required. I can recall there was, well, specifically that's what's called police check or police background check. Because I, other than Canada, I also work in other countries like China. So it took me time, and it's costly to do that.
What was your life like back in your home country?
Well, I can honestly say my life or my family's life back then, it's not that very bad though. That it's just... like I already mentioned, it's tough in a way that it's the financial thing. And sometimes, you know, like waking up the next morning and trying to think of, you know, how to make ends meet for my family. But you know, in general, I can say our life back home was also good and fun because we were just blessed and fortunate for me to be able to send my kids to school, and without, you know, getting starved, we're just really blessed. And you know, I did so many things, you know, different things to be able to earn an income, like selling cars, use computers, DJing, you know, working in a bar, and things like that.
Is your life better now that you are here?
Well, absolutely. It's just because, you know, there are like endless opportunities here. Provided you're not that picky, you know, you can work anywhere you want. And if you want to like move up, you just get special program or course. And another thing that I love here in Canada is, you know, the government benefits. It's the health, in terms of health benefits, you know, the health care is free here. That's the thing that I like the most here.
Do you have any advice for anyone who wants to do what you did?
Well, simply my advice will be, before coming here, look at your personal status first, meaning... you have to think first before coming here, because like in other countries, living in Canada is also can also face some challenges. If you think you're like doing well enough in your country of origin, think first or think twice, you know, before immigrating to another country like Canada.
What did you fear the most about immigration?
Yeah, I can remember the thing that that I feared the most is or was, you know, getting denied or my application, immigration application, not being accepted, that's my, it was my greatest fear and nightmare.
All right. Was it hard for you to leave your family and or friends behind?
Oh, yeah. Because like I said, in my case, I first came here by myself. And my wife and kids, I really missed them a lot. And, you know, almost every single day I cried. And, well, since my family is with me now, my, I have actually have four kids. I have two kids with me and my wife. The rest of our children, they both, they're actually both married. One of them is living in Japan, and one of them is still in the Philippines. And hopefully they'll be able to move here also sometime in the near future. My friends, I met lots of friends here, including our church mates, church friends, as well as my former batchmates in our secondary and grade school.
Are any of them here now?
Yes. You mean my immediate family? Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, he's the one interviewing me right now.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, none for now. It's, for me, this impromptu interview, it's, for, I'm a very vocal person. I love telling stories, especially with my personal regards to my personal experiences. And it's too bad I was only given like 10 minutes for this interview. Maybe some other time. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thanks to Aiden and Gilbert for those interviews. To help support the show, it would be great if you could hit that subscribe button and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Doing this will help get our stories into more ears around Edmonton, the rest of Canada, and hopefully the world.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Tristan. See you soon.
SJT Immigration Project is a production of the Sir John Thompson Junior High Enhanced Academic Program and the Social Department. Tristan and Sarah, that's me, we're the hosts. Interviews by Aiden and Gilbert. Music by Kai and Finn. Editing and production by Mr. Lukanen. Find more information at anchor.fm/SJT.